we canceled our June summer camp sessions and instituted, in place of a two-week staff training, we did 4 full weeks of staff training in order to prepare them for all of the COVID modifications that we've received as recommendations from the American Camp Association, from the CDC, and the North Dakota Department of Health.
Pastor John Hallerson is executive director of Camp Metegoshi. He says once things do open up, there will be camp activity, but with smaller numbers. He says when it comes to best practices, there's been an extensive renovation of the way camp is done.
Typically, all of our programs intermingle with one another and do different parts of their day together. We've had to pull all of that apart and basically create, the language that was being used by the CDC is concentric circles. So we start, and most of camp will happen in small group cabin settings, and then programs. So different age groups form a program, and those programs will interact with one another using physical distancing, using face coverings when indoors for extended times.
Anyone familiar with the activities of Camp Metegoshi will know of the amount of fellowship that takes place. That includes lots of singing. Hallerson says they're doing their best to preserve that while maintaining safety.
We've been given the go-ahead with a modified plan for when we can do our worship settings, our campfire settings, when we can do them outside in spaces where cabin groups can be spread out. We will still be able to sing, but then especially for our chaplains and those who plan our worship sessions, they're kind of having to do double duty because, of course, on rainy days, being outdoors isn't much of an option, and then whenever we're indoors, we won't sing at all this summer.
Hallerson says they're also offering virtual camp programs this summer, free of charge. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.